Welcome to the Level Infinite Show, the podcast where I guide you through the exciting world of gaming, tech, and podcasting. I'm your host, H. Shea, and today we're going to talk about starting your very own podcast in 2023. Podcasting has evolved rapidly over the years, and with each passing year, there are new trends, tools, and strategies to explore. In today's episode, I'll cover the essentials for launching your podcast in 2023. Now, the first and most crucial step is finding your passion. Well, ask yourself these questions. What topic excites you? What do you want to share with the world? It could be anything from true crime to cooking to self-improvement to pop culture. The key is to choose something you're truly passionate about and that you'll have an infinite realm of possibilities and content to explore. Now, step two, planning your podcast. And this is a very crucial step. Once you've found your passion, it's time to plan your podcast. Start by defining your niche and target audience. Who are you creating this content for? Who are you catering to? And what unique perspective can you bring to the table? You'll also need to decide on a format for your podcast. Will it be a solo show? Will it be co-hosted? Or will it be interview-based? Each format has its pros and cons, so choose what aligns best with your content. Now, tip number three, equipment and recording. This is probably the most important and critical step. In 2023, the podcasting equipment market is more accessible than ever. You can get high-quality microphones, headphones, and audio interfaces without breaking the bank. Remember, audio quality is key to retaining listeners, so invest in good gear. And sometimes, better gear if you're like me and you started off small, but we can talk about that later. For recording, there are numerous software options available, from free ones like Audacity to more advanced options like Adobe Audition. Experiment with a few to find what works best for you. Tip number four, and this is also important, your content. Content is king in podcasting. Plan your episodes, create outlines, and ensure your content is engaging, informative, and entertaining. It's important to always keep your episode structured and focused to keep your listeners hooked. Now, your editing and post-production. This is where the magic happens. Smooth out awkward pauses, remove background noise, and add music and sound effects to enhance the listening experience. Post-production tools and software have come a long way, making this process a lot more manageable. Don't underestimate the importance of a professional podcast cover and branding as well. In 2023, first impressions matter, and a well-designed cover can attract potential listeners. You can hire a graphic designer, or use online tools such as Canva or Adobe Spark to create an eye-catching design. Now, this is an even bigger step, and I want to pause for just a minute because hosting and distribution is really one of those, I guess you can kind of say, you have two options, really. You have your free options, and then you have your paid options. So I'm going to break this up into two parts. For the free options, of course, you have Spotify for Podcasters, like which is what I use, that'll cover everything. And then you have other platforms that have free options that'll cover some of what you need, but they don't necessarily always have all that you need in their free plan, and you may have limits. And then there are your paid options. Your paid options are basically 100%, like either you upgrade to them or it's just paid outright from the back. And in some cases, if you're an indie podcaster, you may find when you start that it's better to use a free option for some things because you won't have to dip into your pocket to pull out cash. And in some cases, if you're a little bit more seasoned and you have a little bit more starting cash, you may feel that if you can squeeze out a couple of donations and whatnot, you might be able to keep your podcast going off of a paid option. So I wanted to kind of split those up because not all of them are the same. Companies like Libsyn, Podbean, and Spotify offer easy-to-use hosting and distribution services, but like with Libsyn and Podbean, some of their plans have a paid version. So be careful with that because you need to know which platform is going to work best for you and what's going to be more economical. Now, you want to make sure your podcast is available on major platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and even more, to reach a wider audience. And if you do a video podcast, you might even go so far as to put it on YouTube, because your YouTube audience and your subscribers can carry over to both sides of that coin, audio and video. Now, tip number 8, promotion. Promotion is essential for growing your podcast audience. Utilize social media, engage with your listeners, and collaborate with other podcasters in your niche. In 2023, podcast promotion is a combination of art, science, and marketing. And then my second to last tip, which is really key, engage with your audience. Building a community around your podcast is crucial. Respond to listener feedback and encourage them to leave reviews. And create interactive content like Q&A episodes or live streams. The more engaged your audience is, the more they'll help your podcast grow. And then the last tip, which is also, I'm going to say it again, I know I've said it 4 times already, it's key. This is monetization, and this will vary depending on each podcaster's needs, because not all podcasters need monetization to stay afloat. But for those that do, or for those that want to make money off of their podcast, while you might not make a fortune overnight, there are various monetization opportunities for podcasters in 2023. Consider sponsorships, which you will have to have a very big base for that. You could do affiliate marketing, or you could launch a Patreon page and let people donate in exchange for more content. Or if you're on a platform that offers in-site donations or even subscriptions to exclusive content separately, like Spotify's listener support option or Podbean donations, you may be able to get some donations from people just for, you know, doing your show. And a lot of people, sometimes when they start off, they start with the basic donations to kind of keep things afloat, and then as they grow bigger, they may get into the affiliate marketing and sponsorships. It's important to see where you're headed first, because sometimes you get to a point where you're like high up there, and then it's like this, I noticed from personal experience, it's a little bit of uncertainty there. So I would personally recommend to start small with like basic donations and work your way up to sponsorships and whatnot. And most sponsorships require a big audience anyways. But if you want to jump straight into that, there's nothing that anybody can do to stop you. But I would recommend starting small. And also, as your audience grows, you know, obviously, so will your potential income. And so that's really helpful as well. Anyways, that wraps up my guide on how to start a podcast in 2023. It's updated for late 2023, and it's a long time coming, because I haven't done one of these types of episodes in a little while now. Remember, podcasting is a journey, and the key is to keep learning and evolving. If you have a passion to share, the world of podcasting is waiting for your voice. So grab your microphone, hit record, and let's make 2023 the year you launch your podcasting journey. Anyways, if you have not followed me on Twitter, or X, whatever they're calling it now, or Facebook, or YouTube, or if you're not following the podcast on Spotify, it's the best way to stay up to date on new releases, new episodes, etc. Thank you for tuning in to the Level Infinite Show. I'm HJ. I'll catch you in the next episode, and happy podcasting.